When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I would like to unpack Moose Knuckled at some point. If that's not selected, I would like to unpack that one.
Our culture, Black culture, is complex, and we want to see how much our white friends get us.
Fried chicken skin is just one of the best things in this world.
Honestly. And we can't say that we're super confident in their abilities.
I don't know, charity, save the orangutans.
But we can say that we're gonna laugh our fucking asses off.
I'm out of my depth.
Wrecked people, wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people,
wrecked people.
Everyone, listen up. Listen.
When you're following, you're following, you're following, you're following, you're following, you're following.
Aaron and I have been talking for the last hour and a half. We forgot that we needed to film the show because we were talking about Beyonce. So
it's the first episode since Renaissance came out, and honestly, more important than our
We did talk about Beyonce in the last episode. This is not the first episode that's coming.
It feels like every day is a new day.
It's just every day. It's Beyonce's day. 12 of our new and returning players. Welcome to Get Wrecked. This is the game show podcast where we make our lives worse so yours can get better. I'm Coco.
I'm Eric. And every single week we play a different game with four hilarious contestants to answer some of society's most ratchet ass burning questions. We're going to start this shit off right with a mini game between me and Coco. That's right. We're switching it up, you hoes. We're switching it up. And then we're going to break down the big question, bring in our guests, and play the game that you all came here for. We're going to give you exactly what the fuck
Let's
you want.
Let's do it.
Exactly what the fuck you want. What game are we playing today, Courtney?
We are going to play a little game of Would You Rather. I want to start off because I have one. That is fun.
Yeah, let's go. Start the game off right.
This is one that I definitely did find offline because, again, if it was from me personally, you wouldn't like it. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I did improvise a little bit, though, because I wanted to make it more dramatic.
Courtney? Give it.
Shut the fuck up, Courtney. Would you rather lose all of your teeth the first time that you kiss somebody? So, like, you kiss them or like even like an elaborate, delicious makeout. Yum, yum, yum. But after that, all of your teeth fall out of your mouth. Or lose a day of your life every time you kiss somebody.
Okay, wait. So my first kiss. So the first person I ever kissed in my whole life. So when I was like 12. So right now I'm 27. I have no teeth. But I have a full life.
Were you fully making out with somebody at 12 or was it just like a...
Not 12. But like my little peck.
No, I'm talking like tongue in the mouth.
So after the age of 18, I would be toothless for the rest of my life. But I would have a long life. I would get dentures. I picked the first one. People lose their teeth at 18 all the time. I would pick the first one. I would get dentures and I would have a long, happy life with veneers. Take that, Courtney.
Here's the thing. I definitely thought about that. And I also think this question might even debatably be ableist because...
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with not having teeth. I just thought the beginning of it was lame because it was like, would you rather lose all of your teeth, period, or lose a day of your life every time you kiss somebody? And I was like, well.
Honestly, yeah. Ableist question because the dentist is real and I have dental insurance and I pay a lot of money for that
Exactly.
Shit.
Like,
so if I needed to get fucking emergency dental surgery, I'd be okay.
Exactly.
I would just have someone drill a couple of bones up there.
I wanted to add the trauma. Like, why did you lose all of your teeth after you kissed that person? Did that mean they, like, punched you in the face? Was there something, like, acidic in their mouth and it was really painful? You know what I mean?
I wanted to add an additional layer. Here's the thing.
Of pain.
I'm a little hot. So I make out with people a lot. I would be very dead. Do you understand? 40 kisses. You understand how quickly 40 kisses would go?
Yeah.
That is, like... if you have a boyfriend, that's like a week. Half
of
your life
I thought about that.
Is gone in a week. And you just die. I'm sorry, toothless or death? The other option is death. Absolutely not. Okay.
You know, that's why I was drawn to this question, because it said death. My brain went this.
Okay, mine is a little bit more intense because I love this game.
It's more intense than death.
Okay. The question is, would you rather drink a pint of your worst enemy's pee while they look you in the eye, or eat a bowl of your own poop while everyone you ever date watches?
Eric. Obviously number one.
What? Oh.
Look, here. Hey, you thought. What? You said, Oh, okay. Number one. In general, I know people say pee is sterile, but pee is actually, from what I've recently learned, which is, I guess, is fucked up, but pee is, your pee is only sterile to you. Other people's pee is not sterile to you. Hot take.
Oh.
But in general, you are definitely more, do you know why, like, half of the world's population has been knocked out multiple times?
I know.
Because
about
of shit.
Poop.
That's literally. Okay, Eric, diseases. Why do you know about poop so confidently? No, you have the floor. Tell us why you know about shit.
When I was in fucking college, I got hand, foot, mouth disease. Which you can only get from poop on your hands going into your mouth, or other people's poop, or putting poop into your body from somewhere. So this was because I worked with children. I worked with a bunch of nasty ass kids, and I taught theater for the University of Michigan at the University of Michigan Detroit. And for the last couple days, I got hand, foot, mouth disease, which is, I cannot express to you enough. It was the most painful 3 days of my life. You get horrific blisters and sores all on the inside of your mouth and down your throat. Down your throat, Courtney. It's the monkeypox of the inside.
It's like the soft monkeypox. Eric.
Yes, nice monkeypox. Bitch, I couldn't eat solid food. I had to miss the first 3 weeks of school.
You're not gonna die from hand, foot, and mouth, all right? Can you die from hand, foot, and mouth?
Yeah, hand, foot, mouth. Hand, foot, mouth. It was. Eric. It's a disease that only babies and the elderly get.
Eric,
babies and the elderly. I don't know.
Can't make eye contact with you.
I don't know. Like, ask me whose poop it is. I couldn't tell you. God, this is gonna end up being a promo. It's gonna end up being a social media promo.
I want this to make our TikTok blow up. Eric, got hand, foot, and mouth. Hand, foot, and mouth, right here, folks. All right.
Okay. What's your next one?
Would you rather spend a year at war or a year in prison?
Oh, here's the thing. Where am I most likely to die? I think I'm most likely to die.
There are variables for both.
It's true. Right now, we're at peace. Right now, war. Well, we're in an extended war in like Afghanistan, and not a lot of soldiers are dying.
War. It could be any war. I didn't say any prison. It could be a Russian prison. You got a Russian roulette, that shit. You don't know where you're going. You could be going to the rich people prison where they all like play tennis and have their laptops.
Prison. I say prison because I am a year in prison. Like a lot of people I know are in danger of having a year in prison. And I bet they'll get out alive. Even the people who are in the Russian prisons
even in like
right
the
now,
worst prisons.
They are keeping you there and your conditions are terrible, but you may get out alive. The only thing about the soldier one is the fact that like your living conditions, like you have a house, you have a salary, like you're living a regular life. You're just in danger at all times and you're fighting. When it's time to go to work,
though, yeah, you never know. I feel you.
But you die. You could die, and I feel like there's not as much option of death at prison. So I'm going to go to prison.
Just don't make eye contact with anybody. Keep your head down. Don't demand anything.
Yeah, I would just not speak for a year. My voice would be so lubricated and well rested when I got out,
and then I'd be on Broadway.
This is crazy. That's the first thing I thought about. The first thing I thought about was vocal rest.
I recently saw this tweet that said there will never be a slur for theater people because we are already such an embarrassment to ourselves. That's standing right there. Because I agree. I would think the same exact thing always.
Okay. My second and last question. Would you rather have every time that you poop shards of glass and you bleed down there, or This is specific for women. Every time you pee, you have to wipe with shards of glass.
Here's the thing. If you asked me, would I rather poop shards of glass or pee shards of glass?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would pick. Wiping myself with a shard of glass.
You bleed for both. So you have to cut yourself.
But a shard of glass is any size.
But you have to cut yourself enough to bleed. For both of these options, you bleed.
Still wipe myself with a shard of glass because I can exercise control over that shard of glass. I can be very tasteful with the way that I'm using the shard of
glass. The way that you're cutting yourself? The direction
exactly.
that you're cutting
you know
yourself?
What I mean? Like if I'm like, I'm going nowhere near my clit. You know what I mean? Like we're going to keep it low.
But you really are just raw dogging it with the poop. You have no idea what's going on in there.
Also, like, am I being cut just at my anus or like my whole anal cavity on the way down? Is it being cut?
You're pooping
up?
Full shards of glass. So from like from the exterior, the colon, all the way down, the whole tube is just getting a big old slicity slice.
But see, if I had to choose between my anus or my urethra.
Honestly, yeah. What about that one? If you're between pooping shards of glass or peeing shards of glass.
What would you pick?
I'm not answering this question. This isn't my fucking question. In fact,
I already answered the question.
I got the chills in my nether regions just thinking about it.
My legs are so intense.
My literally, like, I'm like tingling down there. I can't even discuss. Okay, guys, we have an episode to get to.
Yes, we do.
We have an episode to do. Okay, so here's the big question we have for you guys. So we consider ourselves charitable Black people. We are good-natured. That's right. We like to help our friends. We like to help everyone out. And today we're going to do our absolute best to help a very specific group of human beings. Yeah, you know them. You are required to love them due to systemic pressure. Hell, you may even be one of them. That's right. White people. Whites. Caucasians. Our culture, Black culture, is complex. And we want to see how much our white friends get us, honestly. And we can't say that we're super confident in their abilities, but we can say that we're going to laugh our fucking asses off. You're probably going to laugh your fucking asses off. It's going to be a great time for all
of
you.
Are you laughing from embarrassment, or are you laughing because you're on the other side? Who fucking knows?
Exactly. Who fucking knows? Listen, I love this episode. This is one of my favorite ones to do. This was great.
Do you know what? All of our players should be proud.
They should be proud of themselves because they pulled it off. We're not going to obviously tell you who won or who lost, but we can tell you that there was some struggle. there was some struggle going on.
But there were some wins too, you know?
They had some wins.
And everybody learned. We learned today.
I learned a lot. I got to tell you, I learned a lot about a lot. Let us know what you think about it in the comments because I know what I thought about it for sure. Leave a review.
We love you guys. We have to take a quick little pause for our sponsors, and then we have to bring in our lovely guests. And when we return, we're going to introduce them and then play this fucking game. So hold tight.
See y'all in a second.
See you soon.
Bye.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back! We returned from a break and you missed us so much.
We have three lovely guests with us today, which are all competing against each other. Nobody's on a fucking team, so it's just going to be a heavy and hard brawl.
Brawl. Three-way brawl.
Brawl. To win this game. And before we begin, we will have them say their name, where they're from, and we're going to ask them a question of our choice to potentially embarrass the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
So, who wants to go first? Who's feeling brave? I actually want you guys to decide.
I want you to know that there's absolutely no right answer. Everybody's going to have a really bad time with this one.
I want to get it over and done with. I may just go first.
Okay,
perfect. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I want it out of the way.
One and done. We love just that, like, lack of confidence.
I'm so scared. My name's Harry. I'm from Australia, but I live in LA. And like, oh yeah, now you have to ask me a question.
Whew. It's true. We do.
Right. It's a would you rather. So we would like to know, would you rather suck every orangutan's dick to save one human in the world, or suck 1 million human dicks to save one orangutan?
Yeah. It's all the orangutans, by the way.
And like, this is actually it's a genuine question. Either a human being or an orangutan is actually going to die.
They're
going to
die.
Right now, today.
Or,
wait, actually, going to. Can I ask who the human being is?
Like, no,
is
it, it a could human be, being? It could be you. It could be your mom. It could be a random person that you don't know.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to have to suck blood at orangutans.
That was so fast.
That was like, if you're sucking all the orangutan's dicks because you're saving. You know, you're saving one human,
well, I guess,
or you're saving, or you're sucking all the human.
It could be a really bad human. You know what I mean? It could be a really bad human who I could be getting rid of.
That's true.
Maybe
I could. I have to suck dick for that too. Is that
you have
right?
to suck dick every I'm time? Suck, either way,
I'm like dick either. Sucking. But it just depends whether I'm sucking orangutan dick to save a human, or dick to save a orangutan.
Eric, you just made the Black Mirror episode, the first episode. If it's you guys true. Haven't seen it, I'm
I don't know what's wrong
you.
With me.
The president has to have sex with a pig to save the princess's life. And then the whole thing is it's a social media thing. So the guy who forced him to do it killed himself, and he actually didn't care whether or not he did it. He just wanted to prove the power of the media to make you feel like you have to do something.
This is my power.
Carrie, you didn't have to answer that question.
This is the
you know
power
I mean?
That I hold on
it
this show.
It wasn't necessary, but you felt like you had to
take
answer
that.
The question right
take
in your live on
that. Your I have asserted my dominance. Here I am again.
I stand by what I think I would definitely
save. You saved a human.
Save orangutan.
You saved.
No, I think I'd go orangutans. I think like humans are kind of done for. You know what I mean? I think we're on the way out.
You'll suck a million human dicks to save one orangutan?
I think so. I mean, I don't. Yeah.
He thinks so.
No, spin it. No, I'm going to stick with my original answer.
Yeah.
We're going to stick with that.
Okay, who's next? Who's up?
I would just like to say that one of my boyfriend's big brothers has been lovely enough to join us on the show today. And although he only slightly knows the context of the episode, I want him to know that the pressure is on him specifically to win. This is a test you must pass. So with that being said.
Or what else?
Or what else? Literally nothing. It's for the drama. You're not supposed to ask.
I don't need you to say this. Literally nothing, Courtney. I need the stakes to continue to be high. You don't know what else, but it's going to be bad.
You don't know.
It's going to be bad.
All right. Tell us your name, where you're from, and are you picking humans or orangutans?
Who would you like to save here?
All right. My name is Andrew. I'm originally from Lowell, Massachusetts, but I reside in Burlington, Vermont at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I answer that same question.
Yeah, same question.
Uh-huh. I thought I was getting a different one.
No,
so I
sorry,
been
sir.
Thinking about that. Damn, I thought that was Harry's mess to deal with.
Oh, no.
Harry's moment.
All right, let's see. Honestly, I think I'm going to do... I want to save the orangutans. But I don't want to give a million humans the satisfaction of being sucked off.
Exactly. You know that's true.
Wow.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
You know, that's deep.
If I'm
the orangutans
gonna do it, I'm gonna
not
going to
understand what's going on. The humans will use it as a power play for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. This is also just a biased question because only men are being satisfied. Like,
it's true.
Also true.
That is true.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Let's
Andrew?
Change to fellatio then. If any oral sex, oral sex on every orangutan to save one human.
Oh my God, ew.
Okay, you made it worse, Courtney. What do you want from me?
Okay, Andrew's given his answer. Last but not least, Kate, where are you from? What's your name, even though I already said it? And what's your answer?
What's your answer to the question?
Wait, I have to say, we originally thought about putting these two on a team, but they're going to be strong competitors against each other. But this is my boyfriend's cousin.
Yeah, so. It's just the entire family. The entire family's on board
today. It's actually
today.
The entire family, just them. They make up the whole thing. Are you ready, Kate? Oh, wow. That's a wild question.
It absolutely is. I am
Do you have Who's the human that we're saving?
That's
what I ask.
But you know
that
it's a human. You know that it's a human.
We know.
Yeah, it's tough.
Do I care more about a human or an orangutan? And how many, I guess, what do I want to suck in the meantime? I don't know.
That's... Yeah, what do you want to suck in the meantime? Got to suck something. A lot of sucking involved in your life, no matter what is happening.
Oh my goodness. Oh man, that's wild. One and down sounds kind of nice, but the orangutan setup is, I guess that's the burner of the question.
That's true.
That's true.
Oh man, I guess I would feel like I would need to save a human life. That's wow. Just, that would be my moral there. Wow. But I'm good also like, I love animals, so I'd want to save, I just wouldn't want the orangutan to go either. I think I would do both. You know, to save
them all. She's so giving.
Okay. She's a giver.
You know, just can't let anyone down.
Humanitarian.
Do it all.
Humanitarian is what I have to say. Wow. Guys, you killed that, and I'm happy that your blood pressure is racing, because we have quite the episode ahead of you. I don't know how much we told you. I think we had to tell you, like, contractually some things, or we were afraid that you might have immediately turned off your cameras and left the show. But what we're doing today is something that we like to call charitable, okay? Me and Courtney are charitable people. We love to help our friends. And today, we are going to help you, very specific group, the white people, our white friends, help you guys get to know, you know, black people in our, you know, lavish, beautiful, complex, lovely culture just a little bit more. And the way we're going to do that is by putting a fire under your butt and making you compete against each other for the knowledge that you may or may not already know. And we want to see, you know, which of our white friends get us. Which one of you guys just like get us intrinsically, like right off the bat, with zero trading? We can't say that we're, you know, crazy confident in you guys, but we know that it's going to be funny as fuck. And with that, Courtney has some rules for you before we get started.
All right. So we pulled ourselves, our other black friends, and our family to get a clear picture of the like real hard-hitting important parts of black culture. So we are going to quiz you guys on trivia that we came up with based on those responses. If you get the answer right, you get a point. And if you get the question wrong, everybody will hear that you did.
Yeah, everybody.
And we can share that wherever we want to. The
team, and we have the right to do that.
And that's it. And the team with the most points, or not the team, you are your own team. The person with the most points at the end of the game wins. That's that. Does that make sense?
Doesn't make sense, folks. Are you ready? Okay.
Ready.
All right.
Solid. Honestly, like, it's at this point, it's like a flip of a three-way coin who goes first. Who are you feeling in your heart, Courtney?
Harry, do you want to come in with that confidence again?
Yeah, we'll kick it off.
Okay, so I have an idea here. Since we're doing a three-way round, what we're going to do, we're going to have every single person answer the question before we give the right answer. So we're going to ask everyone the exact same question. You'll all be able to put in what you think the right answer is. Maybe you'll get a point. Maybe no one will get a point. Maybe two people will get a point. And we'll see what happens. So this first category... the four categories that we are doing is called unspoken rules, okay? These are things that are in the black community that don't need to be spoken about. They don't need to be said. You don't ever need to be taught. And maybe we don't even need to teach you. The first question is, there are a few classic games that black people just need to know how to play on their own before they sit down at a cookout or at a dinner. They just need to know how to play these specific games. Which of the following games do black people have to know how to play or else they might get cussed out? A, euchre. B, spades. C, uno. Or D, poker. Harry, you're up first.
You guys can cross discuss.
You can.
As
you
can. What was,
you can try to help each other.
What was A?
A is euchre.
Hell no.
We're just fucking each other over too.
You guys fuck each other over. It's all about strategy here. We'll see what happens.
I'm gonna say A.
Okay.
I'm gonna say A.
We have an A locked in for Harry.
Why do you think it's A?
Because I am new to America and I haven't heard
excuses. Are there no black people in Australia? That's crazy.
I haven't had a euchre before.
But you can.
Andrew, we don't have cookouts. What are you guys thinking? Andrew, any thoughts?
I'm gonna go with spade, but I don't know.
Okay, we have a B, but I don't know, locked in.
I appreciate the multiple choice.
Right, right.
Yeah, B, but I don't know.
I was also, I was going to say A or B too. I think I'm going to go with spades.
You're going to go with spades? Okay, so we have an A and two Bs. Is everyone locked?
Locked in.
Locked in?
Locked in.
All right. The correct answer for this question, what is the game that everyone needs to know how to play or they'll get cussed the fuck out? The correct answer was B, spades, by 86%.
Yes.
86.7% of people. So we have 2 points on the board.
Let's Kate. Go, Kate.
And for Andrew.
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay, moving on. Next question.
All right. For unspoken rules again, I actually want to add something specific this time now that I'm thinking about poker. In that, I think although you guys can crosstalk, you have to give your responses in order. So if somebody screws you over with crosstalk and they're the last person to go, then they can tell you what they think the answer is, and then they don't have to say their answer to the end. So Harry, you went first. I think, Andrew, you'll go first this time, then Kate, then Harry. I want to heighten the stakes here. So question.
So you're saying like poker. So yeah, you can be deceiving.
Exactly.
And evil.
Exactly. All right. Interesting. We need to bring in the competition. All right. In our culture, absolutely nothing starts on time. And if you are there on time, you are actually fucking weird. And also no one's going to be there and you stress out the host. And it's honestly kind of rude. Don't ever do that. Mm-hmm. So how late is the appropriate amount of time for Black functions to begin, aka like wedding, church, hanging out with friends? A, 2 hours. B, 30 minutes. C, 5 minutes. Or D, the limit does not exist.
Who we started with this time?
We are starting with Andrew this time.
Andrew,
wait, how long?
2 hours. Wouldn't the event be over?
You never know.
You honestly don't
never know.
You don't know.
Yeah, Mean Girls. Limits not exist.
Hey.
All right. Okay. Kate?
I feel like I sound like I'm copying Andrew, but I'm also going to say the limit does not exist, I think.
Okay.
It's anytime.
Wow.
This is a team mindset that you guys have. That you might be letting Andrew
locked.
Bring
yeah.
you down.
Locked together. Okay.
Oh, I feel like just throwing a different one out there just cause, but I'm... But now I'm like influenced.
That's danger.
Trust your instincts.
Yeah, but I feel like just throwing. I'm gonna say half hour.
Are we locked, everyone?
Yeah, I'm just gonna say half hour.
Okay.
Courtney, let them know what happened.
All right, and the final answer is at 46%. B, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Hey,
we have a point on the board.
But I will
for
say,
Harry.
In second place at 33% is the limit does not exist.
A lot of people.
So rude.
Many weeks.
It's so awful.
It's ridiculous, rude, and not nice. Not nice to people. But the fun thing is that category is done. Unspoken rules is in our past, in the rearview mirror. The next category we're coming up to is life and times. Normal everyday life of a bunch of Black people living our lives in our beautiful, wonderful culture. Okay, question number one. This time we're starting off with Kate. There is just something in the magical genetics of Black people that make us super resilient to getting sick and staying sick. So much so that if we have a stomach ache or anything like that, the simplest remedy can fix us right the fuck up. Which of the following quick fixes are just as good as going to the hospital? A, drinking Verner's or ginger ale. B, rubbing some dirt in it. C, going to, quote, lay down. Or D, being told to suck it up, stop being a baby. Which of these is board certified?
Board certified,
board
truly.
Certified.
Is there an all of the above?
Yeah, right?
People voted for all of these. This is an opinion poll where we just asked people who agreed with them more. All of these got votes.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm gonna go with D. Suck it up.
Suck it up.
Why do you feel it's suck it up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it
it speaks to you. It's calling
it speaks
your
to
name.
Me. That's as simple as
it
that.
To
I
your
think
heart.
It's just that's the one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Next up is Harry. Well, the next person who has to lock is Harry, but Andrew, you can do whatever. You can say whatever you want.
I'm going to say ginger ale.
Ginger ale?
Just him.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that.
The last person who must lock is Andrew. What's your idea?
I'm going to do... So we all have different answers. I'm going to say, going to lie down.
Going to lie down.
Wow.
Solid. All right,
damn,
folks.
Damn, from the response.
No. These are all three. Solid. All three of these. Solid Brown. Answers. They're
Wait,
literally...
Andrew, you're not trying to be different. You're trying to win. So
yeah,
like, you're trying to pick
which answer you want to win. Or you think is gonna
win. I'm feeling this with ginger ale, to be honest.
You're the last person who has to lock. So if you haven't locked, you can
go
say
ahead,
that
team
you're
up
changing
with
your
life depends on this answer.
No pressure today. 5 seconds, though.
All right, no, I got to stick with going to lie down.
Going to lie down. Okay.
All right.
So the correct answer for this question, just as good as a board-certified surgeon, the correct answer was A, ginger ale.
Oh, damn.
So close.
73%. You were so close. You were so close, Andrew. But no cigar. Yes. And we have another point on the board for Harry. Wow.
I will say, going to lie down is absolutely the second place answer. My dad was once hit by a car as a child, and my grandma told him to lie down. And he survived, and it was fine. They did go to the hospital after because he was hit by a car. But it's a very fair, rational answer.
Because he was hit by a car. He did need immediate medical attention, so they must they had to go to the hospital.
Was bleeding
but
out.
Number one, lying down.
We have to dry up.
I want you guys to know, though, that 100% of the people who answered these questions either picked A or C, going to lie down or drinking ginger ale, and 0% of the people picked rubbing some dirt in it or being told to suck it up, sucking a baby.
Wow. I guess I'll quit now.
You're chopped out forever. All right. Well, you have a second chance with our next question or a final question before our break. All right. Who are we starting with on this one? I think it's Harry, Andrew,
Harry.
Kate. Here we go. Back to Harry. All right. Black people are energy conscious people. We single-handedly are responsible for the earth not warming out of control. That's not pulled from any specific stat. That's just what we feel.
This is the truth.
Hearts.
That's the truth.
That too. So we don't waste electricity. We don't waste water. We definitely do not waste food. Which one of these conservation tips do you think is the most important in a black household? A, turn off the lights when you leave the house. B, keep the air conditioner below or above a certain temp. C, close the refrigerator door. Don't let all the freezer air out. Or D, close the house door. Don't let all of the air conditioner out. What do you think it is?
Greta Thunberg is listening, by the way.
Greta must have all the anxiety in her soul. I could not imagine. Baby Greta has been so stressed.
She's bowl of stress. I'm gonna say the lights.
The lights?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The lights are calling you?
Yeah. The lights are just...
The lights are calling.
Did your parents tell you to turn
all
off the lights?
All of the lights.
Yeah.
All the time?
Okay. All the time. Turn the lights up.
That's solid. Andrew and Kate, you guys can discuss. Andrew, you're the next person to lock.
I'm going with Harry. I think Harry's going to go on a little run. And that's the one I was thinking of. That's the one I was thinking of.
Hopping on my train, I see.
I learned that.
Yeah. All right. So we have another lock.
My gut reaction was also the lights.
Oh.
Wow. But I don't know if we're on theme with daring to be different and calling out a different answer. I think my second one.
You dare, Kate. You dare.
I dare. I know. I'm such a rebel. I would go with maybe, you know what? Let's get in on this together, team. I'm going with the lights.
Wow.
All right.
We love
That's
it.
That's crazy.
We love to
see it. There's too much teamwork. There's
yeah,
too
we
much
do want
teamwork
to
here.
That. We do want to
appreciate
each other's feelings.
One team.
One big team.
One big team educating together.
Which is answering questions.
Courtney, what's the deal?
Right. It's ready to keep going. I'm like, anyways,
every time.
The show is over. I just want the conversation to go. All right. And the final answer is not A.
That was
in second place. The first answer is close the house door.
Close that front
door.
Don't
let all that goddamn air conditioning out.
You let it all the air out. All the cold air is getting out the house.
Air.
Yeah. No they points that round. Seriously. That's okay, though. That's okay.
That's what. We're gonna see, I did that to throw you guys off. Yeah. Throw you guys off.
You did. Honestly, Harry. What happens when you try to help each other? You yeah. all
this
fail.
This is the poker coming yeah, in. Harry's about to.
Harry yeah. was ready yeah. to bring you guys down. He doesn't want you guys to get too.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And just like that, he remains in the lead. You see what happens when you trust someone?
Don't trust Harry
how
ever
you steal
again.
Points. Can I steal points too? How do we do that?
Siphon all their points away if you trick them. Guys, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to play the last two categories of the game. And hopefully we'll get some more points on the board. Or Harry will continue manipulating all of you. We'll see which one happens.
Just hold right here.
See you in a second. Bye. We're back. We just took a little break and we have returned with two more categories, four more questions, so we can see if we can take down Harry once and for all.
This whole show is just titled Take Down Harry. But we are going to heighten the competition this time. And what's mm-hmm. going to happen is this. We're going to give you guys the question and then you guys can all brainstorm together. But mm-hmm. you have to say your answers at the same time. We want Ooh. To know what you're thinking in there. Mm. Nobody goes first. You have to reveal yourself.
Yeah.
You're trying to get us to chat, huh?
Yes.
a little bit of chatty
we
chat.
Want, we
chatty
want Cathy's. The heavy hitting competition. We don't we want anybody want leaving here happy.
Yeah, we really want you no to joy. Murder each other is what we really want. So this first question. In the new category, this category is called fun/unfun facts. things that are just these little quirky things about Black culture and things that even Black people are like, oh, this is not my favorite part. The first question is, our hair is precious, okay? Precious. But sometimes it takes a little extra attention. That attention can be painful.
Very.
What will a beautician likely call us if we complain about the pain from getting our hair done? A, weak-headed. B, moose-knuckled. C, hair sour. Or D, tender-headed.
It's all so aggressive.
Oh my God.
You're not
it's very though. Aggressive.
I'm out of my depth.
You have the most hair
I know
on this show.
Damn.
All those are terrible.
Yeah, they're all terrible.
I had a feeling about the other ones, but this is, I don't know.
That's right. Post break, turn up the heat.
Yeah.
It turns up the heat.
Damn you, Eric. Right, so,
hair sour. Moose knuckle, that's a wild one. Where did that one come from?
I'm really
I'm
just in general.
Moose knuckle.
I'm gonna go with tender headed because it sounds gentle.
Wait, was it tender headed or tender headed?
I'm sorry, my pronunciation is horrific. I apologize. Tender headed with an E.
Tender headed.
It's tinder headed. It's you're so bumble headed and hinge headed. Grinder headed.
I'm gonna say tender headed as well.
Oh, wow. Oh wait, no, yeah. But we have to say it all at the same time.
The rules I can't share anymore.
Oh, oh, sorry.
But you're not locked then.
But that
see,
could be your answer.
Yeah, you're not locked. Stretch. Right now, we're so still considering us. All of this as brainstorming. We're,
yeah.
Brainstorming.
Maybe I'm not going to say it. Maybe I'm not going to say it when we get to the...
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Am I playing the game?
Okay. How do we feel? We have 5 seconds until we're going to start the clock.
Oh, shit. What's the one?
I would like
head?
To unpack moose knuckled at some point. If that's not selected, I would like to unpack that one.
Okay, we're going to start the countdown now. And then when we start the countdown, everyone's going to have to give their answers at the same time. And we'll unpack what everyone said after that.
Wait, Andrew, what's going through that brain? What's going on
there? The only one I remember is the moose knuckle and the sour head.
Okay, so say your letter when we finish this countdown. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
D.
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 Oh.
Wow.
All right, so everyone said tender-headed. Congratulations on that, because that is the right answer.
Let's
Goodness
go
gracious. Points on the board for everyone.
Okay, I also think that we should unpack Moose Knuckles because
thank you.
Eric and I make these outlines together, but yeah. I would like to give him credit for coming up with Moose Knuckle. What?
Wait, I have another meaning of Moose Knuckle. Eric,
yeah,
do you
Moose
have
Knuckle
that
has a different
yeah.
meaning.
Yeah,
Moose
okay.
Knuckle has Eric. A different meaning.
What
it's
does
not
it mean?
The same meaning.
Courtney doesn't know. Oh, this is going to be
I've
beautiful.
I've never heard
you not
Moose
know,
Knuckle.
Courtney, I need you to Google Moose Knuckle.
Is it sexual?
Courtney, I'm there with you.
Google, and it's a noun.
I'm also Googling.
Immediately
okay, good.
It's a noun.
Okay, we're going to react together. I'm nervous.
So the boys know what it is and the girls don't? Is that yes. what's happening right now?
It's never a good sign.
Sexual.
It's never a good sign.
Wait, I can't even find. Do I need to go to like Urban Outfitter? Now I
yeah, it's Urban Dictionary. Did you say Urban Outfitter? Do I need to go to Urban Outfitter?
Oh, you know what? Now that I've read the definition, I know what this is. I have heard this before. Mm-hmm. Incredibly different definition.
Courtney,
mm-hmm.
would you like to explain the definition that you found
a
to
man's
our audience?
Version of a camel toe. mm-hmm. But why? Yeah. How does that look? What is it? Now I'm Googling what a moose knuckle
a moose knuckle.
Like, okay. I don't think you want
to
Google
tell
this.
Pete to show you.
Yeah. Tell Pete to show you. I'm sure he's been moose knuckling around that house a lot. You have no idea what it even looks like. You have no idea what it looks like.
All right. Well, we have another question under the fun and unfun facts while I weigh why they named it moose knuckling. All right. Question number two. Black people are natural poets. From music to screenwriting, we have truly have a way with words that is steeped in cultural tradition. We practically speak in nursery rhymes. Which of these famous sayings in the Black community are most dear to our hearts? A, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. B, excuse me from the bottom of my heart. If it came out the other end, if it came out the other end, it would have been a fart. I can't, I'm so childish. See, a hard head makes a soft ass. And D, tell the truth and tell the truth and shame the devil.
I also would like to point out that all four of these are real sayings. It's just which one is the most important. Every single one of these are real sayings in the Black community. It's just which one is most important to Black people.
So none of these you guys made up?
None of them we made up.
I have heard
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only heard some of them.
Kate, okay, what are you thinking?
Listening.
What am I thinking? What am I thinking?
Andrew wants to copy.
Sounds like you're on the trail.
He wants to copy.
I'm the only one who's thinking out loud here, guys.
It's true. They're
I know which one I'm going to get. But yeah, I'm going to. Do we? When do we say? Do we? Are we doing?
We're going to. Jerry said, "I'm not saying shit out loud. I know my answer. I'm going last.
We go in last. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start the countdown again in 5 seconds. You have 5 more seconds to get your last thoughts out, last ideas in your heart. Okay.
I'm ready.
We're counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
C.
A.
D.
Whoa.
I heard a C, an A, and a D. I heard them.
Okay.
I heard a C,
wait,
an A, and
Harry
a D.
Said C. Andrew said
no,
A.
No, I said C.
Oh, you
said
okay.
And then I think Harry said A.
I said A.
And then Kate said D.
Said D.
D. Mm-hmm.
We're all locked in. Look at that. Courtney, tell him what's up.
Right. The final answer here. With 46% is tell the truth and shame the devil.
D.
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 A.
D, my friends.
D. This
Kate
is now
is
called
out
Kate's
here.
Comeback.
Kate's comeback.
They're all good sayings. Each one of them is like a good saying.
It's
they're
true.
All good.
It's true.
Like
really, C just, really took me out. I just want B. Excuse me. B took me out. I couldn't.
B. Yeah. No. Honestly, I want to use that in my life more often.
You should.
B.
Okay, guys. At this point in the game, we're honestly neck and neck, and there's opportunities here for anyone to win. We have one last category coming in. We're all back to back. So this next category is our sanctuaries, the places that we are safe. It could be religious sanctuaries. It could just be our happy places, okay? This first question in this category, it's about the cookout. You knew it was coming. Which of these broken rules would get you kicked out of the cookout the fastest, never ever to even be let back in? A, going to the bathroom and not flushing after. B, taking the fried chicken skin off someone else's plate they saved while they eat their chicken breast. C, being asked to bring the alcohol and showing up with tequila, not whiskey. And D, taking some food home in one Tupperware.
Wait, how else would you take food home, Courtney, aside from one Tupperware?
These are the important questions. That is a great question. We simply can't give you the answer.
So wait, but it's like if you leave taking food home in just one Tupperware, that could be like a broken rule.
Potentially.
The first one's just pretty nasty. I'm gonna be honest.
It's just gross. It is very gross.
No need to save. I think water there on that one.
Just a party foul, you know.
So I'm a vegetarian. I have no context of that answer either. So like I don't even know. That also just sounds.
Whoa.
She said, "Whoa." Can't imagine.
So insensitive.
Okay, fried chicken skin is just one of the best things in this world.
You want to eat the skin.
It's the greatest.
You
thing
only around. Eat fried chicken for the.
But then, so do you say that? Like, why would you eat the chicken and not the skin, and somebody would take that? Like, you save it for last. Like,
you save the skin for last. It's the dessert.
Exactly.
It's actually the dessert.
Special treat.
So, and then the chicken. Chicken dessert.
This is the discussion I need.
These are the important questions, Kate. These are the important questions.
Damn. Mm-hmm. If you're getting kicked out of the cookout for bringing tequila, damn, that's harsh.
And remember, they feel like a good amount of votes.
There's a proper drink for the cookout.
I would also like to discuss the Tupperware one a bit more.
The Tupperware one?
When we get there, yeah. I'm curious about that one.
10 seconds on the clock.
10 seconds until we start the countdown, Fran.
Good.
I think we have a good from Harry. Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right, let's do it.
Wow. All right, here we go then. We're going to count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What are you doing?
B.
Oh.
Wow. We're going
Wait,
all
did we all
in
say
on B?
B?
All
I said D.
Harry said D.
Oh, you said D.
I said Tupperware. Was that Tupperware?
Tupperware was D. Okay.
Oh, Harry, let's go.
We have two on A and one on D.
I was B or D, to be honest, but stuck with B.
So, the correct answer for this question, which one of these, they all get you kicked out, which one will get you kicked out the most, the fastest, the hardest? The answer was... B, the chicken skin.
Because
it was between B
like
and
with D.
I thought D.
But
I
D, thought you're B already too. Leaving the party with the Tupperware.
That's
so like,
what I, that's
no.
What I,
but
yeah,
here's the thing,
sense.
You know, you don't ask to take food home with somebody else's Tupperware dish, and if you bring your own, that's crazy. You only take food home with the paper plate that's offered. You stack that thing as high as you can, and if the juice spills off, that's your fault. But that's, you might even get some Saran wrap on the top. But Tupperware, that is crazy. That is a crazy.
So, but that's
request.
Assuming that all the food is like provided by the host. Like you're not.
That's
bringing
also
your own
very
food
true. You have to think
you know?
About that. And my family, exactly. Like this, there's a reason. This one was last place in this poll. First place was obviously B, 33%. Second place tied between A and C, the bathroom.
Wait. So who's not flushing the toilet?
People who aren't getting invited to the cookout.
Clearly, they're not going to
get invited back.
Some people were chill. Some people were like,
and how do you catch the person who's not flushing the toilet? Like, that's the next person who walks in was like, hey, that person didn't flush the toilet.
Exactly. And then they're excommunicated. But for D, I didn't vote for this one. Me and Courtney also voted in these as well. Yeah. I didn't vote for this one because my family only takes food home in Tupperware that people provide.
Oh, like, they bring their own.
No, we would buy a bunch of dollar store Tupperware that would cost 10 cents each. And we'd be like, hi, if you guys want to take some home in Tupperware, we're not going to have you wrap your plate up and Saran wrap. I have had friends have me do that before. And I'm like, where is your Tupperware for me?
Wait,
you
didn't see, that's so funny because Tupperware? That's like, your family grew up on one street in Detroit and my family grew up in the other.
And we were just having
like
different Tupperware.
Different
different Tupperware.
Like, Eric, don't ever bring the Tupperware. Don't ever ask for the Tupperware into my family's house. It's been so funny. All right. We have one final question on the board for all the marbles to see who's going to bring this game home. Are you guys
ready?
That's right.
It's going blind.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go. It does not matter whether or not you are a true, proud, religious church goer. In the Black household, if it's a holiday or if it's a special day, someone's taking you to church, all right? So if you, white, are with your Black significant other's family, I didn't know how to say it.
Courtney, you, white.
And they tell you you're going to have to go to church with them on Sunday. But one of their siblings took too long to get ready, and now you have to go to the truly awfully long, I'm so sorry if God is real, afternoon services. Absolutely too long, truly painful. Once the service hits the hour and a half mark, when are you allowed to leave? Again, once the service hits the hour and a half mark, when are you allowed to leave church with your significant other's family? A, after they pass around the plate, in quotations. B, only when the pastor says you can leave. C, after the choir sings, as long as the pastor isn't preaching. Or D, right after the final baptism. It sounds like math.
That's right.
It's like that complex.
There is a lot of math involved in this question.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about a lot of numbers. Yeah. And I don't know if I
hour
received
and a half,
this all correctly.
The plate.
So you're the there pastor. For an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then
like the hour and a half first is required. After the hour and a half. A, is it
now
after
you can leave at any point, maybe.
I
see a lot of terrified faces. I hear a lot of bated breaths. This is what I like to see.
This is giving me bated breath.
Baptist this church. Is the last question, right?
This is the last question.
Yeah. And I will tell
a lot
you,
hangs on this.
I will tell you that the act of the game literally hangs on this question because you all
I
are
think,
so close.
I think I need more discussion from Harry and Andrew. I would like to
force
their tongue. Force their tongue.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. I'm thinking
Boys,
A or C.
Up. No, you don't have to say your answers, Andrew. I just need more like
Yeah, what's your thought process?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The plate sounds like maybe the donations. And that'd be rude. Like you go to the service and you're gonna leave before giving donations. Like that seems pretty messed up.
I'm thinking more D. I don't know. I'm just thinking like the last but is the baptism one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right after the final baptism.
Mm-hmm. Final I'm thinking that's just like, oh I like we've done
are there
that.
Always a baptism in these 3-hour sessions? Like,
yeah, that's
I don't know. Gordon, I don't know.
Do we want to give the answer to that question?
Oh, here's the thing. I couldn't give you the answer to this question because I've literally been to church once. So.
I'm screaming. Look, I have being raised Baptist single-handedly made me not believe in God anymore. I'm sorry. Wow. So much of my life being there, I can never do that again. I would never do it again.
This is said and stated on the podcast.
I'm so sorry, Mom. God, if you were real, I actually didn't mean it, and I would like to leave.
I'd like to hang out later.
Take a little bit longer. I'm so sorry. No, there is not a baptism at every service.
Okay, well, I'm going to change my answer.
But Harry, I don't know, because the long service could be the one with the baptism.
Could be the one that there is.
Like, the purpose of the long service could be the baptism.
Oh, Harry,
you know?
Shit.
Did Kate just figure out the puzzle?
Oh, the long one.
Oh. 15 seconds.
Damn,
kids.
Wait, which one? Wait, baptism is D, and then A is the tray, and then
the plate.
B is the plate, and then B is a
when
preach,
he says you can
sing.
Leave.
Oh, when you, is C plate. Is when you can preach.
And C is the choir is the sings, choir. As long as the pastor isn't preaching.
Oh, wow, this is a hot take.
We're going to start the countdown. Okay. Is everyone ready
Damn
with
it.
Their answers?
All right, I think I'm ready.
I don't want to go.
Oh, it's on the line. Sorry. Okay, we're counting down from 5.
We don't know when the plate traditionally gets passed around.
After they
know.
Pass around the plate is the answer.
The plate is traditionally passed around after the hour and a half long mark, but I won't say
okay.
when.
Yeah. So all of these are after the hour and a half mark.
Okay. All of them. Oh, that was good to know. Okay.
Yeah. 5 seconds Damn and then we'll start the countdown.
Kate, what are you going
to know. I don't know. I don't have a good answer here. I'm bouncing all over the map. Like every second is a new letter.
Well, the bouncing.
There are only four.
The bouncing has to end right now because all of you are going to give your final answer in 5.
Don't do it.
4.
Don't
do it.
What?
You just begged her not to count down.
I'm not ready. I need 10 more minutes. No, it's okay. Go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey.
Oh my. We have 2
A's. I feel like Kate said A after Andrew.
Yeah, Kate, why did you don't pick mine?
No, I was going with A.
See.
She was going
I didn't
to
see.
Egg,
I just came in there and just I just screwed it around. I just threw an extra one.
I feel like Harry, did you also say A at first or did you say C?
I said C.
He said C.
Oh, you said C.
He said C.
Yeah.
Straight away. 2 A's and a C locked in.
Are we locked in? Look at your chat.
Can we change it?
We're locked in.
All right, guys. And the final answer is not A or C. It's B. Wow. Only when the pastor says you can leave.
That you one know what? Was pretty heavy effort. On my mind. That was really
effort. You were thinking about it. You were thinking about it.
I overthought it.
C came in second place at 33%. After the choir sings, as long as the pastor isn't preaching, you had to do like the mad dash down the rows.
Yeah, as soon as that last note hits. While everyone's applauding, you gotta go.
You're putting on your jacket while they're singing. They just gotta run out.
But yeah, the pastor
that also must
40%.
Be at the end, right? Like if they're singing and the no, preacher's no longer preaching,
exactly.
That's right at the end.
It's supposed to be over. And then the pastor comes back and he's like, I got something to say. And then someone's like, pastor, preach. And you're like, please, God,
and you have
God,
to sit
no.
back down. If you didn't run fast enough, then you have to sit back down. That's where
well,
you have to run.
We do, in fact, have a winner today. We gave you guys 8 questions, and not one of you got more than half. So that tells us that you did learn something today. Two of you got the same amount of answers right, but one of you came out strong with one more point.
Just one. One
just
point.
One strong point than the other two. Mm-hmm. And so the winner is today.
No more than half? Wow.
We're trying to crown a winner. Someone has to feel good.
I don't think I'd feel good if I were the winner with no more than half. I know. That's
bad. Okay, well, Kate, it's you. Out.
Oh, so
Kate,
haha, suck it, Andrew and Harry. Go to that orangutan.
Kate, you killed it with 4 points.
4 points.
I would say that was a killing. That is abysmal.
At least it wasn't 3.
At least it wasn't 3. No, Eric, I needed that.
At least
that.
It
Thank
wasn't
you.
3.
Guys, this was you guys did great. No matter what your self-conscious says right now, I think you guys did a fantastic job. It was so much fun. Before we let you go, we want to give the audience a chance to, you know, figure out who these voices, these lovely sultry voices, belong to one last time. So again, say your name, remind everyone, and then, you know, plug anything you want. Plug your social media, plug your Venmo or Cash App, plug a charity. You don't care. Yeah, but let's start with Kate, the winner.
Oh, wow. Oh, I hate being put on the spot.
Hey, you're the winner. Take you home.
I know. All right, my name's Kate. I'm not going to plug any social media because I'm not very good at it. And I don't know, a charity. Save the orangutans.
Wow. Are they even dying?
I think you got that under control. I think you've saved enough orangutans.
Single-handedly saved all of humanity.
For all those listeners, save those orangutans.
Make the right choice, listeners. let's see, who else next? You guys tied for second place with 3 points each.
Well done, Harry.
Actually, yeah, let's win, get, Harry was ditched today by his partner, by his former partner. So let's, you can go next.
Well, Harry actually was ditched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My name's Harry. I'm on Instagram at Harry J. Cook, a charity. Also, save the orangutans. And
there we go.
Greenpeace. Or there's also another one called Sierra Club, which is like an environmental organization in California, which is like,
you said
Sierra Club.
The Sierra Club?
Yeah, SIERRACLUB.
The Sierra Club.
I just found them last week and they're doing some really cool work. Yeah. Thank you for having
Amazing.
Me.
Amazing. I'll look it up. Thank you for saying that.
We love all the charities that are getting by. We usually just promote their own movies. No, they promote their movies and the comedy shows that are like, coming up.
This is my Instagram. My Venmo is also...
This is also my Finsta and my TikTok. You can find me everywhere.
Thinking about starting OnlyFans.
Oh, I actually have them.
You have? You should do it. You make a lot of money. These kids are making like $40,000 a day.
I
no shame. Money.
Only with that hat, Andrew. Only with that hat.
That'll be my thing.
That'll be his little shtick. Okay, who are you? Plug whatever you want.
All right, my name is Andrew, and I'm plugging Courtney Bell. She's gonna be an upcoming show. I don't know the name, but it's gonna be awesome. She also directed this amazing pilot that's been getting awards. And
wow.
You gotta check her out at her Instagram, which is
Andrew, that was so sweet. Thank you. That's so sweet.
Wow.
All right. I said Andrew had to win the game at the beginning of the game, and now Andrew has also won in my heart. And you can follow us at Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram and Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. Follow, subscribe, whatever podcast app you're listening to us on. Really doesn't matter. Just follow, please. You can follow me at, I haven't changed it in a while, guys. It is still Courtney Bell. Courtney Bell with four L's and a K, not a C, because the other Courtney Bell won't give me my fucking name. And you can follow Eric.
You guys can follow me at Eric M. Myrick on Instagram. That's two M's in there. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys for playing.
Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you guys so much. And for everyone listening, we'll see you all next Tuesday when we hurt more people's feelings.
We love you all. Thank you very much. You. Goodbye.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.